Welcome to Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. This broadcast will challenge and encourage God's people to seek revival. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Striving for Revival.
Welcome to the Striving for Revival radio broadcast. This is Brother Cooper coming to today from somewhere along the revival trail. My, what a privilege it is to have you join us for the broadcast today. And what an honor is mine to take the King James Bible and to share with you some eternal truth from the very Word of God. I hope you're having a great day today. I'm looking out the window from the hotel where I am this week, and it looks like it's a little bit cloudy, dark, overcast, and probably going to rain here soon, but it's a warm day, and the leaves are out, the flowers are blooming, and God is on His throne, and I'm excited about what lays in store today, and we'll, Lord willing, be doing some radio work, and working on a few different messages that we'll preach soon, and then preaching tonight, and then hopping on an airplane about 5 a.m. tomorrow off to another state, and there we go again, just like it is every week of the world, and we thank God for letting us serve Him. It's a privilege, isn't it? And we don't deserve it. We have not earned it. It is the grace of God. You know, I think Paul must have been reminded of that often. With all that God let him do, with all the things God revealed to him, with all the letters that he wrote, with all the revival that he saw, all the miracles that he witnessed and God did through him, he must have often thought about where he'd come from and what God had done in his life and where he was on the road to Damascus and grace ran into him and he ran into grace and God changed his life. He must have often felt that way, how privileged he was. And in fact, he said that. He said he thanked God who hath enabled him, counting him faithful, putting him in the ministry. He understood that he didn't deserve it. He was gifted that, for by the grace of God, he was what he was. And the same is true for you and the same is true for me. It's a privilege to serve the Lord. If you get to teach a Sunday school class, that's a high honor. If you get to work on a bus route, that's an honor. You get to sing in the choir, that's an honor. And you just clean around the church. Everything we do for God, it is a privilege more than we deserve. I tell you what we deserve hell. We deserve judgment. We deserve wrath. And God has been so good in our life. We're going to pick up our study today in a new chapter, and that'll be Genesis chapter 43 as we continue here in this story of Joseph. And we'll recap here in just a moment. But let me say, if you've missed the prior Bible study, they are all archived on the podcast, and you can go there and listen at your leisure. Anytime you find time, you can listen, and I pray those podcasts will be a blessing to you. Thank you to all of our radio listeners and for supporting your station that you listen to, and make sure that you from time to time write to those folks who operate these stations and just encourage them and thank them for their ministry and their labor of love for you. It's amazing, isn't it, how the gospel can be preached and then we can get it around the world from a microphone, or I'm recording here on a smartphone, actually, with a little microphone. It's amazing how God has given us the opportunity to reach the world with the gospel, and we thank God for these avenues that we can do that through. Now, in Genesis 42, we read where a famine was in the land of Canaan, and the world was without bread. And the only place you could get corn, get provision, was in Egypt. And that's because Joseph had interpreted Pharaoh's dream through the power and wisdom of God. And Joseph had challenged Pharaoh to store up in the 7 years of abundance so that they would have supply in 7 years of lack. And now the lack has come, and Egypt has the abundance. So everyone who gets their provision, who gets their supply, who gets corn, they'll go to Joseph to get it. And we talked about how Joseph is a type of Christ. That's a great picture, that if you want your needs met, they're met through Christ. Yeah, every supply that you need, it's supplied through Christ. Every bit of food on our table, it's from the hand of God. There's only one source where you get your need met. God is the great need meter. And we see that here displayed and exemplified in the life of Joseph. So Joseph's brethren had come, and you'll remember that, how they came and stood before Joseph. They did not recognize Joseph. Joseph knew them. And Joseph begins to mess with his brothers a little bit. And I believe God is doing that to bring them to a point of conviction and realization and confession of their own sin in putting Joseph in the pit, then selling him into Egypt to slavery. And so Joseph says, "Where's your youngest brother?" And they say, "Well, he's back home." And then our other brother's dead. And of course, this moves the heart of Joseph. And Joseph said, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you home with corn, but you better not come back unless you bring, excuse me, unless you bring Benjamin, your youngest brother, here with you. And so the boys have gone back now. They've told Jacob, and that's where we get in chapter 43. The Bible said, "The famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. Could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? And here we see where Joseph was, I said earlier, messing with his brethren. He asked these questions. Now you can tell Joseph still how his heart must have longed to see his dad. He loved his father. His father loved Joseph. There was a special bond between the two, and he hasn't seen him now for many years. And of course, as a son, he's inquiring about his father. And then he's inquiring about Benjamin. Benjamin was his brother from the same mother, Jacob and Rachel. And so he wanted to know about their estate. And so the boys answer. And Judah said unto Israel, his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. So Judah steps forth and says, Daddy, you can trust me with Benjamin. I promise you that I'll bring him back safely. You have my word on it. And he said, if we hadn't been sitting here deliberating over all this, we'd already been there and back by now. And verse 11, And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And now that is all self-explanatory. You hear the story that this entourage now, they prepare and they go down into Egypt. We have Benjamin now in this group with his brothers. So now there'll be 10 boys coming again into Egypt, plus their other brother is in prison. Remember, Simeon's there, bound, waiting, waiting on them to come back. And then there's Joseph. So now there's going to be a big reunion of these 12 brothers. All right, verse 15, And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of the house, Bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall die with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid, because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And these boys are nervous now. They have their money they brought plus more money, and now they've brought it back, and they're trying to appease what they think is this angry man in Egypt. They don't want to be put in prison. They don't want to lose their life. They're trying to explain their cause to the steward of Joseph's house, and they have no clue what's going on. They have no inclination that this man is in fact their brother that they have mistreated. The past is coming back into the present to haunt them. Verse 23, And he said, Peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house, and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. We're going to stop our reading, just more of a story today, just a narrative of what's taking place. But we'll get into this text again next study, and you can go ahead and read ahead if you will, and be prepared for that. Until then, pray with me for revival.
Thank you for joining us today for Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. Listen at this time every weekday as we strive for revival.